Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All right, welcome back. Hey, let's get to our guest, please. You got the you got us there ready? Ladies and gentlemen, network star Pod Tyro. How are you?
But to acknowledge the fact that I am the biggest network star, I want to talk about you with something, though. To you about something. Can you hear me?
I can. You were fading in and out there for a second, but go ahead. Let's see if we got a good signal. All right.
You guys are obviously having a huge problem with your phones this morning, or are you? Is this all a way of promoting the new Trump phones?
It could be. We've got our first order of those gold phones already in, so when they arrive, we'll be in great shape, don't you think?
Did you hear what I said on air this morning? I don't know if you caught it, but I really do find it funny. Like, the phone color is gold.
It is. It's gold.
No other option. So you go there and be like, you know, can I have it? No, it's gold. It's a gold phone. You either get the gold or you get nothing.
That is absolutely. I guess they are coming out. I did see that press release yesterday. Are they priced like an iPhone? Are we talking $1,000?
Here's the deal. They're priced under $500. So you have a lot of people in the phone community being like, financially, we're not sure how they're going to do this. Because, you know, they're kind of starting it from scratch. And, you'd assume that Apple has figured out a way to, you know, make these things at scale. But apparently Trump's figured it out. At least the Trump boys have. So here we go.
Speaking of Apple, I got a kick out of this because, of course, if you were paying any attention to the riots in L.A., nothing to see there. One thing they looted was the Apple store. But Apple disabled all of their phones that were stolen with their technology, so now none of the phones they stole can be activated. That's hilarious. And thank goodness they did that. Is Todd there? Have we lost Todd? Uh-oh. It looks like we've had some sort of a phone failure. Would that be a safe thing to say? Drew's looking at the phones, too. Our phones say something really strange on them right now, and they are not connected to the world. So I don't even know what to say. We have been disconnected from Todd Pyro, who just texted me and said, "What's going on? You disconnected me." Oh boy, I don't know. Watch this. Watch. Oh, I was trying to call Todd to get him back on my cell phone. But apparently I'm going straight to voicemail. Let's see what happens.
Hello?
Todd Pyro, I've got you on my cell phone because
what is happening?
I don't know. Our phone system just died. I think it's the Iranians.
Oh, they're coming after the Mark Cox Morning Show. I love it.
I know.
The number one target.
So I figured I would just dial you up on my cell phone and get you on here because it looks like the phones have like rebooted or something, and maybe it's now working again. I don't know, my friend.
Let's just do this because the people of St. Louis need me. This isn't a joke anymore. This is a weekly fix. And last week I had a prior commitment, so the people of St. Louis can't go 2 weeks without me.
This is very true. Now you've been covering all morning this debate over why Donald Trump left the G7 summit. Apparently he's mad at Emmanuel Macron for suggesting that he bailed to work on a ceasefire. He said that's not true. Fake news.
Yeah, you should probably check in with the leader of the free world before you say stuff. I don't know if it's true or not. My gut tells me Macron's probably more right than not, but it's not on you to say stupid things like, especially with something so sensitive. as this situation, as with these negotiations. And if Donald Trump is the one who's like acting with reticence and with a measure of like caution, that should tell you that what you're doing, Emmanuel Macron, is wrong. And you should shut up. But of course, it was a great Truth Social statement. He says it's something much bigger than a ceasefire. So my first question, literally out of the gate to Dr. Rebecca Grant, one of our foreign policy experts, I was like, what could that be? You know, I'm serious, because what's bigger than a ceasefire at this point? Could it be something a little bit, you know, along the lines of an Abraham Accords? That's not what I was anticipating on Friday when all this stuff went down. But who knows? This is Donald Trump, and, you know, always expect the unexpected with him. So we'll be watching. It could be a ceasefire, and, you know, Trump's just upset that Macron got out ahead of him, but we'll see.
True, and now we're hearing reports that, like, Pakistan and China are both going to provide more missiles to these nuts in Iran. Did you report that?
Not yet. I haven't. Just because, again, I've been off the air doing some other stuff, but I will look into that. That said, how are they going to get them there?
I don't know. I had a friend who's been stuck in Jerusalem for a few days. He went there on a tour and arrived 2 days before they bombed Iran. So now all commercial air flights have been canceled and everything. I mean, it's a nightmare for anybody who's stuck in Israel, too.
Yeah, it's not easy. We were trying to get a guest, and somehow they got out. So obviously, you know, we're not going to speak with them anymore. But happy that they got out. I mean, our show's not the primary focus at that point. You want the people to get out, and if they are stuck, we would like to speak with them. But happy that they are getting out. But it's not easy. Definitely not easy.
It's a nightmare. Well, Todd, I tell you, I'm sorry we've had to do this in an unorthodox manner this morning, but thank you for your time, my friend.
Sometimes unorthodox is the best. And remember, you can get your Trump phone at True Social. I don't
know. That's a great one. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Have a great one.
All right. See you later. Todd Pyro there on my cell phone this morning on the air, because my phone system melted down in the middle of an interview. It's been that kind of day. When I said earlier, when your Tuesday feels like a Monday, thank goodness we've got Thursday off. You know what I'm saying, Drew? I mean, we have a holiday on Thursday. So Heidi Harris is going to be filling in for me that morning. I'm going to need a day off by Thursday, I think, at this rate. No doubt about it. Coming up, we'll get to 2A Tuesday. Hopefully the phones are working. We'll get my friend Phil Balsamo from the Rain St. Louis West on here and talk about some of the things you need to be worried about when it comes to training for self-defense, coming up here in 2A Tuesday. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.